Check 1 2 1 2. You got your headset?
Oh yes.
Check 1 2 1 2.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. We gonna get ready for a show. I wonder how old Liz doing. She can hear us maybe, but we can't hear her because she's not in the studio. Oh, check 1 2 1 2. Did you find the live thing, or do you want me to mess with that?
Oh, we're gonna play with guitars and Georgia. I think I'm in love with you. It's pedal to the metal if we're good. Let's see, fine too. Blame it on the whiskey, blame it on the sin, blame it on the tables. Chicken man, run out and get you some, yes sir. I hope I'm keeping up with you. It's polite to the middle if we're gonna hit the Luxie by two. Blame it on the whiskey, blame it on the sin, blame it on the tables. Keep blaming on the sin, blaming on the tables. All the way I am, all the way I am. I pray the dead cars don't skip me the whole band.
Bring on the music. Bring them in.
Okay, I see you moved that over there.
Yeah. Well, the TV was like dangling.
Oh.
So I had brought in the heavier screws for that. Let's say hi to Liz and Patrick. Hi, guys. Can you hear us?
Hi. Oh, yes. Can you hear us? Ooh. Can't hear you now. Just like this. We lost sound. Can you hear us?
Okay. We can't hear you.
Testing 1 2 3.
We hear you now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah. Okay. Stan, how y'all doing? Y'all can hear us all right?
Yeah, we can hear you great. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thanks for we were playing with the Instagram, but we've never streamed on the Instagram live with the computers.
Oh yeah. So,
the stream is going out on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and a couple of Facebook pages. But I was trying to get – I gave y'all a link, Patrick, yesterday that was a playback link. And I wasn't sure if y'all could play it from your end, but I sent that playback link to Liz on an email last night. So I didn't know if that would come in handy or not. But don't worry about it. We'll just go and get this out. But we never really go live, but we thought we would do it this week and it might be fun to just stream it.
Yeah, I think that it's totally cool. It's really cool to stream it. You know, some people want to see what's happening behind the scenes.
Well, I guess they said we're coming in clear. Yeah, they can hear us pretty good.
Oh yeah.
But we're coming in clear with y'all. Y'all hear us okay, yeah, and see us all right?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, well, let's get the show started. And I know it's kind of started already, right? I mean, and we're streaming, but let's do the intro and bring some music on, and we'll start the show.
Hell yeah.
All right, stand by, guys.
Careful not to roll over any of those pipes. 200 pipes. And outfitted the team.
It's the Texas Hemp Reporter.
Texas Hemp Reporter. Yeah. Where is that other thing? Wouldn't have thrown it away. What do I have? God, I'm so ready to smoke some different weed. Holy shit. That's okay. I'm grateful for what we have. That's for sure.
I got myself mostly sober just to see if I could feel. Yeah, I fell flat on my face just to see if it was real. Yeah, I've been locked up and strung out by anger and hate. Standing here today, I put myself back to bed just to see how I could dream.
All right, welcome to the Texas Hemp Show. Podcast number 159 this week on the program as we groove out to the music of Ellis Bullard this week, introducing the program, because we're going to be hanging out with him in about 3 weeks, 2 weeks, really. And so thanks to my guest this week, again, is Liz Groh, and Liz and Patrick both joining us from Grow House Media. We're going to talk about the Outlaw Party that's coming up here on the 12th of March. Welcome to the Texas Hemp Show, Patrick, Liz. How are you guys?
Oh, couldn't be better. And so good to see you, my brother.
Hey, good to see you, Patrick. Great to have you guys on. And hi, Liz. Again, you're wearing the jacket I love.
I know. I'm wearing the jacket you love.
I love that. Really cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I want one of those.
Yes. Well, maybe our friends at Grab will bring you one for the Outlaw Party.
I would buy one. I just want one. This is a pretty cool jacket, man. But welcome to Texas Hemp Show, podcast 159 this week. We kind of got a brief update last week with Liz Groh of the event. This is her scheduled show this week to tell us a little more about what they've got cooking. I got a chance to meet on the text messages and emails with Liz during the week, and she actually put us in touch with Ellis, and so we got the interview done with Ellis during the week, and I thought that was kind of a cool thing. What's been cooking, and how are you guys doing? I know it's got to be crazy fun putting an event together like this every year, and you guys do it very well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's really an exciting time. You know, we are less than 2 weeks away from this party, and it has just been such an awesome team effort that it's bigger than ever this year. This is the first year that we're selling tickets with all the proceeds going to the Last Prisoner Project. So, you know, naturally this party has to be bigger and better, and it is.
Yes. This is such an honor for us to sort of represent the plant in Texas in this way. Mm-hmm. And to, as we continue to legalize, continue to push the agenda of getting cannabis prisoners out of jail, and to do it with people like Ellis Bullard, who will be cranking the jams, and all the speakers we have lined up, and all the all the Texas community that's coming together to really fundraise and to help really make our voices heard in Texas. It's a treat, and it's a real rally cry to all the Texas community to let's make something big happen this year.
Amen. Well, can you talk about some of the speakers, Patrick or Liz? Can you share with that? Is that top secret, or is it something you can publicly tell us a little about now?
Yes. Now
I think you were still booking everyone last week, Liz.
That's right. That's right. We were still booking everyone last week. And this week we've gotten, you know, our confirmations. And so I can share. There may be one more surprise, but we're gonna hold that one until we're for sure that he's willing to speak, because we are for sure he's willing. He's coming to the party, but speaking is a different story. Anyway, guys, we're so excited to announce that Richard DeLisi will be speaking at our party, at the Outlaw Party. Richard DeLisi was the longest. He's the human who served the longest in jail for a nonviolent cannabis conviction. He spent 32 years in jail.
Oh my God.
And because of the Last Prisoner Project, because of their intervention, he was able to go free and live out the rest of his life with his family and his friends by his side, and you know, become an advocate for those who are still in. And so Richard DeLisi will be speaking. He was actually the very first prisoner that the Last Prisoner Project helped to get out. So it's a really special to have him, really special to have him here. There'll also be Pharrell Scott, who did 10 years. No, he did over 10 years. I'll get the number wrong, but he did way too many, far too long in prison for cannabis, nonviolent cannabis conviction. And President Trump actually pardoned him on President Trump's last day in office. Okay. And then we have Stephanie Shepard, who did her time. She served 10 years in prison, and she served those 10 years because she was convicted of basically depositing money that was supposed to be for her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was a sold cannabis. So anyway, it there are some real heroes in the room on March 12th, and so that's definitely one of the reasons to be there to the event and be there early, because the speakers will start at 8:45. We're welcoming everybody at 8:45. Doors open at 8. We're welcoming everybody at 8:45 on the main stage, and then we're going to get rolling in speakers. I'm excited to announce that Julie Oliver of Ground Game Texas will also be speaking.
Cool. Oh, we had her on the show.
Yeah.
Didn't we have her on the show?
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Well, I have a question. The first speaker that you talked about, DeLisi, was his last
Richard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Richard, how long did he spend in prison?
32 years.
And he was released when? Like,
he was released in 2019.
That's what I thought. The Last Prisoner Project was kind of founded just a few years ago. So that's amazing.
Yeah, they were. It's really, it's just amazing. It's an amazing time that we're living in, you know, to see these systems be dismantled, and to see, you know, some rights be, or some wrongs being corrected, or at least people getting out in time to see their kids, you know, grow up, or to rekindle relationships that they've lost because they were away for so long. You know, it's really a brutal thing that we're still doing today in Texas. We are still putting people in jail for a plant. And it's just so sobering when you think about it like that. You can go away for, you can get a felony for a brownie.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I was speaking to someone the other day who is part of the Freedom Grow Project, which is similar to Last Prisoner Project. And she was telling me how one of the things that cannabis prisoners deal with is just their mental health declines, especially now more than ever, because they're sitting there in a cell and they're missing out on their children growing up. Yes. And now it's like legal everywhere and people.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough knowing that the laws have changed and improved, Patrick, you know, and it's gotten better, Liz. And then they're still in prison.
Right.
So that makes it frustrating
for them and their loved ones, because their loved ones are driving by, you know, a recreational dispensary every day in their neighborhood. And they're like, this is why my loved one's in jail. Right?
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
We have an interesting story, you know, to share just within our own community. A member of our own community approached us a couple years ago. We knew him from high school. Actually, we all went to high school together. And a couple of years ago, we just kind of ran into each other in town, and we just got to talking about what we were doing, you know, as far as cannabis advocacy was going and shining a light on cannabis issues. And, you know, he opened up to us about how he wasn't sure how he felt about that, because he'd actually spent time for cannabis conviction. And, you know, it's easy for us to talk about. It's easy for us to, you know, have a platform and, you know, not be worried that our rights will be taken away because of the color of our skin in Texas. You know, that's something we definitely have to be aware of, too. And, you know, with this privilege, we embrace this privilege and we absolutely open our arms to anyone who has a story to tell about being incarcerated for a plant, for, you know, a nonviolent, you know, offense. These are the stories that Last Prisoner Project are looking for in Texas and everywhere. They want to know who is in jail right now for a cannabis conviction, because the help can start right now with Last Prisoner Project.
Yeah, I personally think it's the most hypocritical thing about the modern cannabis movement is that we do have people, even in states where it's legal, in jail for the plant. And it just seems to me that in spreading the goodwill of cannabis and what we want the cannabis economy and the world to become in terms of people that smoke it more or ingest it more, like if we could get this step right in terms of getting people out of jail as we so make it legal in different states or federally when that day happens, that we get this part right. Yeah. And that we get these brothers and sisters of the plant out of prison.
Yep.
And get their records expunged so that we can set this economy upright with, you know, a better hope for it and to not be stained with such a traumatic thing that we imprison so many people for it. But to set that aright in some way is certainly something we're fighting for. And that's what this party's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. And it brings light to that. And that's one of the things that you guys have been, you know, very good at over the 4 years that you have been doing this. And my hat's off to you as a person who's been, I mean, I've been arrested for cannabis at least once in my life, but it is frustrating. And that's one of the things I think Patrick's, you know, really hit the nail on the head when, if we can get that part right, if you've got legal cannabis in recreational states, you shouldn't be serving a hard time sentence for it anymore, Liz. It only makes sense. And that needs to be brought to attention in those states that have legal recreational cannabis, especially.
Yeah. It should go without saying. And
it should
just be an automatic.
Yeah, it should. Well, and, you know, you have to start to peel back the layers of the onion and understand that, you know, there are certain states that profit off of prisons. Yeah. And profit off of humans being behind bars in a lot of different ways. And so, and I really think that is the crux of the issue here.
Oh,
in Texas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I remember being a young man and got arrested for something in New Orleans. And then I remember talking to one of the guys that was in jail there. And it was a young black man. For a month, they gave him for a roach in his ashtray. And that was, you know, 20, well, let's say it was maybe a little more than 20 years ago, but it was a while back. But, you know, yeah, the prison system is really, you know, the drug war has really, you know, given the prison systems and the companies that run prison construction and that's kind of been a long racket, you know, that the drug war, we're very aware of that. And I will say it's probably getting better, and it certainly Louisiana's improved since 25, 30 years ago, however long that was.
No, it has not. No, it has not. Kevin Allen.
It hasn't?
No, it has not. It has not. It has not. It has not. It is still as dirty and as corrupt as ever, still locking people up. Kevin Allen. So if you go on the Last Prisoner Project website, there's the Free Kevin Allen campaign. You can read all about him. He's currently serving a 35-year sentence after he was convicted of selling $20 worth of marijuana.
Yeah.
So we can just leave it at that.
You're bad.
He is serving 35-year sentence. This was a human being. Like, how is our system so just broken that is okay on every level? You know, there's supposed to be checks and balances. You know, lawyers, judges, overseers. It's like on every level, it's like, yep, there you go, son. You're going to prison for 35 years for cannabis. I mean, this is just, it's,
Well, I thought they might have improved the situation in Louisiana. I know they had I thought they had a medical program a few years ago, but I didn't know, Liz, if they did, improve on their criminalization of low-level cannabis. But I won't go back to Louisiana. Right.
I was traumatized
by my own experience in the 90s. I told my wife, wanted to go to New Orleans. I was like, no, we're not going to Louisiana.
I was taking a step further, because there are also people on probation. And, I think that they should be, let off the hook too.
Yeah. Well, you let them off the hook and you let their $60 a month off the hook.
Exactly.
It's so gross to think about how it's just like nickel and diming people in this economy. It's just like there's just so many problems with it, we're just really, it's like it's easy for us to try to throw the biggest party possible to help in that way.
Well, we are talking with Liz Groh, Patrick Groh of Grow House Media. We're going to take a quick break on this side, and then we will come back on the other side and talk to them a lot about some of the fun stuff. We're addressing the advocacy work that they do, and this will be the fourth annual Grow House party for the benefiting the Last Prisoner Project. This is the fourth annual Outlaw Party this year, sponsored by Cheech and Chong, and they'll talk to us about some of their sponsors when we come back on the other side. We've collaborated as their media sponsor this year, and you'll see the magazine here on the other side of the break and what we put together with Grow House on this upcoming edition, and we'll learn a little bit about the music and the sponsors and all the fun stuff. But never forgetting the advocacy is the whole point of all of this, and bringing attention to that. It's the Texas Hemp Show. This is number 159. We'll move on after this. Texas Central will be right back with Grow House Media. So what you want to do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and leather.
Artists.
Hey, Rachel, how's that new Bonsai Brothers delivery service? I heard you were going to get your cannabis order.
No, they came by earlier.
Hey, Rachel, I was just wondering if that was a pretty good cannabis order from Bonsai Brothers.
Yeah, it was really good. They came by earlier, and I've just been feeling so hungry.
Well, they have the top shelf flower concentrates. You got deals. You seem to be feeling well, Rachel.
Yes, in fact, can you make me a sandwich?
Bonsai Brothers, established 2018, cannabis delivery. Give them a call at 737-335-5227 or visit bonsaibrothers.org. Rachel, wake up. You can't sleep on the couch. Bonsai Brothers, do the right thing. Free deliveries on purchases of $100 or more in the Austin area. BonsaiBrothers.org. Call 737-335-5227. Rachel, wake up.
Two.
as we continue the program, getting ready for the fourth annual Outlaw Party with Grow House Media downtown Austin. Our guests this week are Liz and Patrick Groh from Grow House Media, talking to us about their lovely event that they've been putting together. I have not been to this one. I missed it last year. I've been to a couple of other things that they do with their annual events, but this one I have not gone or attended yet, and so I didn't want to miss out on it this year. So we reached out early and made sure we're collaborating with them like we've done in the past for other events that they throw. So, but welcome back to the show, guys. Tell us a little bit about music as we come back from the break. Liz, Patrick, who's on the? I know you've got one artist that we've already interviewed, but maybe you can tell us if there's any other DJ or what else did you guys end up planning? Because I think you were working on a couple of other things, Liz, as we parted with you last week on the show.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll just say this. Patrick is Patrick Pope.
Oh.
I'm Grow. He's Pope. I just didn't take his last name just because I love Grow.
No, I don't blame you. I'd have kept Grow, too.
I thought Grow was like just an...
Yeah, I did.
Alias, I guess.
I'm glad you said that. I feel like I want to clear it up every time I do an interview. No, it's my real last name.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
No, I know that I know Patrick's last name. I did say Liz and Patrick Groh, though, didn't I?
I should just take her name.
I mean, that's cool. I like Pope, though. But we've got Ellis Bullard, of course. It's going to be, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about that interview that you did. Russell, great job.
Yeah, that came together really cool.
So we're excited about that. And then we're also going to have a DJ playing after Ellis. And his name is Yee. Y-E-Y-I, not E, but Y-I. Check him out, Yee. Check him out on Spotify.
He's with Yay.
Yeah, exactly. Not to be confused with Yay.
Very different.
Very different. Two letters starting with a Y. But let me tell you, he's playing a show, you guys. And if anybody wants to maybe check it out before you see him at the Outlaw Party, he's playing at, where is this, The Oven? Yeah, The Oven ATX. The Oven ATX tomorrow. So I'm just so excited because this party, you know, brings together the most interesting, the coolest people. They come together because of the cause, you know. I'm also excited. So music is going to be great. We've got Ellis Bullard. We've got Yee. Then we have the Hail Mary Art Collective out of Austin, Texas. Yeah. And they are a group of artists who do murals and basically do, you know, really big, massive art things. And Patrick, do you want to talk a little bit about the mural?
Oh, I mean, they're just going to be doing a live mural that will go, again, proceeds from it will go to Last Prisoner Project. But what they've got cooking up for it is just going to be massive. It's actually like huge. It's like 10 by 20 by maybe even 30 feet big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be massive.
It is going to be massive. So it will be about 10 by 15. You're still not sure because it's going to be 11 feet in. It's going to be 11 feet up. So they're painting the mural up high on that wall on Trinity mm-hmm. Street. Mm-hmm. And they'll be painting that mural all day long. And the mural will be dedicated to Last Prisoner Project, obviously. It's going to be big and bold and cannabis forward. And Cheech and Chong, I think, will be making a cameo in the mural as well. So that's going to be an event happening on the 12th, like on that day before the party starts at 8 p.m. They're going to be out there painting all day long.
Which would be cool to just sort of get the party and the vibe going with art being made on the side of the building.
That's really cool. What's the name of the art collective again, Liz?
The Hail Mary Artist Collective. Hail Mary. Yeah. And they are doing the Holy Moly. They're doing all of the painting for the Holy Moly, the one going on East 6th. I believe it's at the Old Native Roots. Mm-hmm. There's a new place called Holy Moly, and they're doing all the painting for that. So it's just really amazing how it's all coming together. And they were actually our Chiba Hut Connect.
Is that right?
Yes, they were our
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've had Sheba Hut up in Dallas before, out there in that area. So they've got good snacks, good food, and good service. That ought to be a tasty caterer for you this event.
It's gonna be real tasty. I get to have that call tomorrow, and I love this. It's so wonderful. There are so many small details that, you know, just in small decisions every day, decisions need to be made, and it's just such an honor, I think, to be able to drive those decisions. Of course, with our sponsors and with our team, but it's like, wow, when it all comes together, it's so dope.
Fire off some sponsors, Liz. Yeah. And then I want to ask y'all about culture here in a little while too, about the culture of the plant here in 2024, but tell us about who sponsored your event and acknowledge these guys. Patrick, this is important to recognize the guys that helped put this together. This is the first time, Rachel, that they ever charged for the event. So yes, it's benefiting. It's a benefit, and you can actually, get a ticket. They're not so limited. But tell us about the sponsors, and then what's the capacity for the venue? Is there kind of a cap on amount of attendees you can get in there?
Yeah, there is. It is a max capacity of 500.
Yeah, 500.
And we are, we're going to sell it out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to sell it out, and we're going to do a lot of good for Last Prisoner Project alongside all of these sponsors that have come in so graciously and so powerfully with their enthusiasm and their backing with their product and with their money to get this project and this party off its feet. And those sponsors are so huge to us. Without them, like, we couldn't do any of this. And one of the things we love to do is bring this community together and to do it with all these sponsors. It's just amazing.
Right. So I'm just going to read off a list, if you don't mind. It starts with Cheech and Chong's Apothecaria, Tejas Tonic, Dreams Cannabis Investments, Buchana Labs, Weed Maps, Organics Hemp Farm, our official pre-roll sponsor. Oh my gosh. 4K Farms, who's our flower bar sponsor. Y'all better go and hit that 4K Farm flower bar.
We got Tejas Tonic flowing. We got a flower bar happening.
We got Grav Labs, of course, is one of our sponsors. There will be a Grav piece in every one of the VIP bags. Okay. You'll be getting there's a little Grav piece. We have tons of assorted Grav pieces. Which will be in every bag. My Bud Vase will be doing a photo booth. It's going to be incredibly iconic, and you're going to get to hold and see all of these amazing My Bud Vases. Rare Earth Genomics, Canasite did the website. Texas Hemp Reporter is our media sponsor.
Which is an honor to have you guys there. We're so grateful for everything you guys do, keeping this community informed and educated and aware of what's happening. So it's just so special to us to have you there.
Yes. Yes. We've got Richard's Rainwater, our official water sponsor, you guys. It's going to be rain.
I love their water. The best. So good.
The best water.
Still sparkling. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be flowing. Oh my God. It's going to be amazing. Icefire is actually a swag bag sponsor. The batteries that you find in your VIP bags and in your general admission bags. So everyone is getting a battery from Icefire. These are amazing. They work immediately. I've been puffing on my little, I have a, CBD vape sometimes that I hit, and the battery is high power. But so Icefire, we love you. Solid Gold Social is helping us with our social media. We love you, Holly and Solid Gold team. Zoomies Retail is the bathroom sponsor. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. Cause that's the most important. Most important scene in the house. And they're going to tell you who they are when you have to get there. CBD Drops of Life and Fresh Grown Texas are taking the VIP bar upstairs. So that's going to be a whole experience. They are also bringing Texas Fresh Grown flower for the VIP. So that's going to be amazing. Buchana Labs will have the dab bar in the VIP. So y'all, VIP tickets,
I mean, if
you want them, get them.
It's a ticketed event, but you get so much. There's so much happening, so much. Yeah. To enjoy, to consume, and to be together and enjoy the show.
Totally.
Carl, can you click on the tickets area of their website? Maybe show them where they can go to get the tickets. And let's talk about the tickets, because I have friends that are already knowing about this, and they're looking to buy tickets. And I've got friends that know I'm going, Liz, and so they're all like, where do we get a ticket? I'm like, you got to go to this website. Here's the website. Go to the, I've been directing them to the events page Well, I think you said it was growhousemediaevents.com, I think.
That's correct. That's correct. That's the events page. And then, you know, you click get tickets and it takes you to the Fairchild ticketing platform where you can buy them. If you want to skip a click, you can just go right to Fairchild and search Cheech and Chong's South by Southwest. It'll pop up. You can buy tickets. General admission is $50 and VIP are $120, I think, or $125. And the difference is because VIP, there's a dedicated pretty nice big VIP space where you have the VIP dab bar by Buchanan Labs. There's a VIP bar, VIP flowers going on in there. And then you also have your own VIP space outside on the second balcony next to, drum roll please, the Texas Hill Country Vape and Smoke glass blower. Okay. Texas Hill Country Vape and Smoke is one of our platinum sponsors. They came in two weeks ago and they're like, hey, we want to do this, but we want to do something really special. So they are bringing a glass blower to the event. And so that will be happening upstairs in the outdoor patio in between the My Bud Vase flower booth or My Bud Vase photo booth and the VIP. And then we also have SJG Printing. Got to shout them out as well. They're doing all of our printing and there is a lot of printing. So we're grateful. Thank you for letting us read them off.
That is so cool. No, that is very, very cool. And really, and hats off to all of those guys for sponsoring it and getting behind this and supporting the effort to get awareness for the Last Prisoner Project. This is going to be a lot of fun. And you guys have always had a lot of talk about your events in the past. And so I know people were commenting on the fun they had last year at your event. So we're happy to come out there this year. What else do we need to tackle? What else is coming up with the event that we need to mention? Really, what I wanted to ask is about the culture and how you guys feel about the influence you know that you have on events and that all of us here in Texas, you know, that attend these events and sponsor these things. And you know, I just saw the new flyer for the Texas Cannabis Roundup with Dalton up there. That his artwork is out. The culture is really taken a huge improvement in the last 4 years, wouldn't you say, Patrick?
Oh yeah, and I think it's, you know, I think one thing that's really special about our community and you know all the people that try to put events on you know across the state is that we're all in it for the same reason, and that's growing the community outside of just ourselves. And it's informing more people outside of just this like little bubble that we're in, but expanding that bubble constantly so that it isn't that, but it is really an inclusive thing that gathers steam and gathers more and more people to the cause and to the demystification of the plant in Texas. And that's what's just so special about all of us doing what we can and doing our part and rallying around each other to support each thing we all have going and to stay connected and thusly move the agenda and do the right thing. It's that's what I love about this community and about the culture is that it really is, has an open heart and we're all really just trying to do the right thing and get this plant friggin' legal in Texas already. Yeah. Come on, Texas.
I know, Texas. Come on. It's about to echo, you know, exactly what Patrick said, but say that we really hope that our contribution to all of this is to, you know, take this beautiful plant and serve it up on a platter to a mainstream audience. You know, our Texas community who may be a little suspicious of the plant until they, you know, until they meet us and until they talk to us about it and until they really understand, you know, I really am that contribution to us, I think, is just such a blessing. And so events are such a big part of that. You know, just having people come out and bringing their friends and, you know, trusting that this is going to be a safe space for you. You know, I do invite my parents, you know, and we invite Patty, 81-year-old Patty. she would come if it was closer to home. But, you know, it's going to be a wonderful party that will hopefully, you know, make Texas proud and make us all just even more fired up.
You know, we had on a couple of a week or two ago, we had Caprock Family Farms on, Rachel, and we had them on, and they spoke to the fact that that this was one of the few spaces and the businesses that they've been involved in over the years as farmers, that everybody kind of it wants everyone to succeed, right, in the space. And so that's what she thought. She shared that with us and did with Caprock Farms, that everybody seems to support one another.
Right.
They all want, everybody wants everybody to win. You
no
know?
Competition. It's friendly competition.
If it is competition, it's friendly in the way. And so that's really a good thing for our fellow Texans. Benefit the Last Prisoner Projects. Let's talk about the venue a little bit before we got about maybe 5 minutes left with you guys here. But can you tell us a little bit about the venue and where it's at and down there on 6th and Trinity and what we can expect, and the tickets must be moving. So how far do we need to go to get to our goal to sell these out, Liz?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we sold 100 tickets more, we would be just in party shape. They started moving, and they're moving even faster. And, you know, in our minds, it's like we're so grateful to our sponsors who have funded this party, so that we're able to say, great, the tickets are this price, because the proceeds are going to the Last Prisoner Project. And for, you know, Texas Outlaws to be able to write them a check and say, this is what we want to contribute to this work, you know, that's real, is it's just really fun and exciting. And that's why I think people should get behind it. You know,
we
raised a lot of money to throw this party.
Yes.
So we know that we can sell out tickets.
I would say get your tickets now, though, because indications from last year and the years before, and almost every event we've ever thrown, it's like the last 4 days, everything starts to RSVPs happen or tickets start to sell. And
we experienced that last year.
So cute.
Last year we were trying to get in on the deal, and we waited too long. Like we were out of it. So we missed out.
Last year was really, really, you know, exclusive because it had to be because of the space. This year, the space is huge. It's beautiful.
Four choices.
It's right across from the mothership.
Yes. Right in the hotbed of 6th Street. Right. And where all the South by Southwest hubbub will be happening. It is like prime real estate. And again, the cannabis community sort of led us to this. As you know, we're a media production company, and we produce for Tejas Tonic. We do all of their media, and Tejas Tonic is getting in the streets in Austin. It is starting to flow. It is starting to get in spots there. And it was through those relationships of Tejas Tonic and us working with them and getting them into places, we found Poor Choices. The owner is incredible. Nick, he is an amazing man.
He's so great.
He's such a mover and a shaker. He's behind Last Prisoner Project. He's behind helping this thing grow. And that's why he wanted to have it at Poor Choices. So it's just a hot spot.
It's a hot spot. And I see this is our website. Thank you for bringing it up. Thank you for letting us shout us out our services. We are a video production company, and we have the coolest clients. And really, we're blessed to have just be able to create video content that is meaningful and, you know, impactful, and do it in a big way. So,
You guys do a fabulous job with the work that you do. It's always fun to see what you guys are kicking out. I try sometimes, if I'm up early and online on Friday mornings, Liz is up. You guys are both sometimes on there on Instagram on Friday mornings. Yeah. They'll shout out to you live when they go. Are you doing that tomorrow morning, Liz?
So, you know what? We just may, actually, Russell.
Yeah,
thank
not?
You. Yes, we will, because you said so. You know, we Instagram kept kicking us off live. Like, we kept getting our, and so that was happening last year, the year before. I mean, it was just really wacky. So we kind of had to get out of our routine, but we are definitely doing more lives, especially as the event draws nearer, just having our sponsors, and like Jason Ortiz from Last Prisoner Project, we had him live last week, you know. So we're gonna go live again tomorrow. We used to go live every morning, every Friday morning at 10 a.m.
That's right.
Over a year and a half. We have a lot of things to give away too. We've got some fun stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we do.
We just
we'll hop on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I just remember. I didn't know if y'all still did that, but I always would. You know, on Friday morning, getting my coffee, I would, you know, catch Liz live on there, kind of wake and bake and hanging out with everybody. And so I, you know, I'd say hi on there, and then she'd kind of like just start, "Hey, Russell, what's going on?" Hey, she shouts out to everybody. I didn't know if y'all still did that because I thought that was really cool.
Definitely still chirp. You got to. And we're about the real people. It's about the real ones. You know?
We have some dope stuff we could give away too. So live stream giveaway is happening
tomorrow.
You've inspired us, Russell. They kick us off if they shadow ban us, whatever. We're going live.
There you go. Well, tell us about that hot sauce. Liz, you mentioned that last week. I thought that was a cool story that the gentleman wanted to donate because the family member. Can you touch on that story again this week? Because I thought that was really powerful. And I'm looking forward, as a hot sauce connoisseur myself, I'm really looking forward to trying that.
Okay, you got it. You're going to have your own bottle. Okay, so this so what's so great is that this the owner of Old Gringo Chili Company heard about this party, got in touch with us and said, "Hey, it's too late to spend money to get it, to go through their, you know, approval process. But we would love to donate, you know, product just, you know, to help, you know, drive the cause." Mm-hmm. And we shared our art with them, and all of our art is original art. We're so blessed. She's a great designer, Micah Ray. But they took that art and they made their own chili blend or hot sauce blend called Rebel Heat Hot Sauce. And they made their own label. And on every label, there's a QR code that goes directly to Last Prisoner Project. So you could donate. Donate $4.20 when you put some hot sauce on your eggs. But can I read to you this label? It's so awesome. And here's the story. His son did 2 years for 8 ounces. So that's why he reached out to us. So here's the story. All right. Rebel Heat Hot Sauce by Old Gringo Chili Co. will ignite your taste buds with a fiery blend dedicated to cannabis justice reform. Join Cheech and Chong's Outlaw Party with each spicy kick, supporting Last Prisoner Project's fight for freedom. Let your palate rebel for a cause until the last prisoner is free.
That's so good. Awesome. Very creative. That. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So they did that, and we're so honored. And Aaron Owens has all of our hot sauce right now.
Does he?
No, he had to make the drop off. Thank goodness, because we couldn't. Today.
Well,
and he's well, Tejas Tonic is sponsoring the bar. So
I see Tejas Tonic everywhere now, like at convenience stores. I literally saw it at Beatniks on Manchac and or like 71 in Manchac area.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Every smoke shop that I deliver the magazine to, or that I'm dropping off or going to see a client or dropping off something, the tonics are everywhere. And I was on Aaron's website last night to order some tonic for the office, but I thought I better call Aaron and let's kind of maybe make a work a deal. So there's a new flavor coming.
Oh yes,
there's big things will continuously come from Tejas Tonic.
It's so dropping at the Outlaw Party. He's dropping flavor at the Outlaw Party.
So his team is working on the new ad for the new flavor that's going to be in the magazine. And so I wanted some of the product too. So we kind of made a deal, Aaron and I, we're going to have our product here, but we're also going to be working with him as well. So that's very exciting, but fire off the website for people to get tickets, guys, as we part here. I think it's growhousemediaevents.com.
That's correct.
Then you're working with what's the event site?
Fairchild,
that's right.
The Fairchild. It's a cannabis thing. If you've ever gone to a cannabis event, you know what the Fairchild is. But for everyone else, it is just a ticketing platform. But a lot of ticketing platforms won't allow cannabis events to sell tickets, which is
imagine that
BS. One more form of discrimination that the industry deals with.
Thank you. Fairchild is an amazing platform. It's owned by Dave Tran, and so you know you're not, your party's not going to get messed with because of their ticketing platforms. So, but you can access it through our growhousemediaevents.com and get all the information about the party and information, you know, about the cause. And yeah, man, it's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the way to start out South by Southwest. You don't want to miss this party. It is the way you want to get it going.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Well, thank you both guys for chiming in. We are happy to work with y'all once again this year on this event. We've never worked with y'all on this one, but very excited, and we'll be seeing you guys on the 12th out there in downtown Austin, kicking off South by Southwest. This should be a lot of fun. We're excited. Give a hand for our friends at Grow House, guys. Give them a hand.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll be in touch, and we'll be back on the other side. That's Grow House Media. Liz and Patrick, great stuff that they do every year, and bringing attention and awareness to, of course, the Last Prisoner Project. I'm Russell. She's Rachel. We'll be back on the other side. The Texas Hemp Show rolls on.
We love you guys.
Bye, guys. We love
you. Bye. Cut the beat, that's no weed. I'm in a wall, all down with dirt. I'm in a wall, in my soul.
You work hard every day to grow the best crops. We work hard to help you boost your yields and cut your costs. Since 1938, we have been pioneers in agricultural testing, helping growers like you. As experts in soil health and plant nutrition, we provide custom fertility recommendations and innovative solutions to your most challenging problems. Plus, our clients always enjoy the benefit of one-on-one consulting. Don't wait any longer. Call us today. Stop guessing and start testing.
The Texas Hemp Show is brought to you by your friends at CBD Pros USA, your cannabis experts. Right now, you can save 50% off any one product if you mention the Texas Hemp Show. That's right, 50% off anything on the online store menu. Nano Tincture, Watermelon Gummies, our Brio Drip Moisturizing Cream, any single item, 50% off. That's CBD Pros. CBD is present in more significant quantities in hemp than marijuana. And because it's non-psychoactive, CBD is widely regarded as the cannabinoid with the most health potential by researchers. If you'd like to learn more about CBD and our products at CBD Pros, you can read our education page and browse some of our products to learn more. Visit CBDProsUSA.com. That's CBDProsUSA.com.
Mylan Wellness is a proud sponsor of the Texas Hemp Show and has earned a reputation for creating future-minded CBD and Delta innovations. From broad-spectrum CBD to a wide variety of recreational products, Smilin offers the best experience while matching the needs of consumers across the board. Are you a fan of edibles? The Smilin connection of in-demand hemp-derived goodies are bursting with flavor, fun to consume, drive long-lasting results, and provide just the right amount of cannabinoid doses. Check out the variety of potent Delta 9 Gushers, Delta 8 Chocolate Malt Balls, Space Rings, and Nerd Light Candy Clusters. Smilin has also unveiled a new line of functional and euphoric mushrooms that provide powerful and pure solutions to nurture the body and elevate the mind. Stay tuned for the biggest launch of the year, Mushroom Life. Go to smilinwellness.com, S-M-I-L-Y-N wellness.com.
The Texas Hemp Reporter Magazine. Would you like to host the Texas Hemp Show podcast at your business or special event? Now booking live broadcasts from your location with our new demo vehicle, the Texas Green Machine. Email russell@texashempreporter@gmail.com. Now back to the show with your host, Russell Dowden.
She grew up in the Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who never was around. But she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana.
All right, welcome back to the Texas Hemp Show podcast, episode 159 this week. Shout out to Grow House Media with Patrick and Liz chiming in to give us an update on what to expect from their annual event down there. This is their fourth annual Outlaw Party, and should be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a bigger venue this year, and more people can attend it. So we're excited to be kind of partnering with them on this. And To give you a little idea of it, we can share some of the kind of our digital preview of the magazines, a little bit of it's available. This is what's coming next week. We'll drop in Austin probably next Thursday on the 4th or 5th. But this is the cover that we're working with there and their team and their artwork that they give us. And came out really nice. This is the artwork here, and it's very colorful, and you can – flip through there a little, and yeah, just kind of see some of the stories and editorial that we've got prepared for our readers for the month of March. And again, this is our first month where we're coming off of, you know, the February issue. So we normally have been, you know, February
and then April. Yeah.
But this is the first time we're doing it where it's just straight February to March. So
which is great.
So we're making that conversion of monthly here with this issue here in March. So that will continue. And then the April issue, I don't know, we have something kind of 420 friendly planned for April. But this is just kind of previewing there some of the stories that we have profiled in there. But there's quite a bit on the events that Liz and Patrick have. There's our Bud Tender of the Month profile. That's something new that we've added in. And there's a little more music coming soon from the magazine as well. There's a couple more bands a month. You'll probably see about two bands a month coming soon. And that's something we have always been supportive of the bands, but in other publications that I've been known to do. So we want to keep the music flowing. But anyway, that's just coming forward with a couple of weeks. Next week, actually, you'll see the new issue of the magazine out and some cool stuff coming up. And we're excited about what else? What else was on the agenda? What did you want to address? Just the panel at South By, or
well, you know, we going to be in a monthly, which is great. March coincides with South by Southwest, and I think it's cool you get to highlight some of the panels in the magazine.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Well, when you're not monthly, you miss stuff.
Exactly. Like
we would miss March every year, or we miss May, you know.
Right.
So
and it's so cool. Like South by Southwest, they've only been doing the cannabis track
for a few years.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, it's nice to see it grow and you know, coincide nicely with like Liz and Patrick's event and just.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things. There's a lot of cannabis friendly things, you know, going on. And there's other events. In fact, Carl's friend invited me to a cool event they're doing at the Far Out Lounge. I would kind of plug that. I forget the – what's it called? Almost Real Things. They wanted us to sponsor that, and I said, well, I've already sponsored one here this month. But they've got a cool event. Maybe Carl can pull that up. But that's down at Far Out Lounge where Liz and Patrick have had their events before. At Far Out Lounge. But yeah, there's a lot of cannabis friendly stuff going on. And Austin, certainly probably the most cannabis friendly city in the state of Texas.
God.
For sure. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Here's the website for that event, Carl, right?
I just pulled that up too. It looks really awesome.
Yeah. The nonprofit. And what was your buddy with the band that was telling me about it the other day? Dub Eckes and Derek was on the funnel. So shout out to Derek and the guys for putting the Dub Eckes is this band. And they
is
really,
that like Dos Eckes, but is it like Dub XX?
Yeah, you like it.
Dub Ecky said, check them out on YouTube. They got Carl does some video work for them, and it's really, they got a really, it's a really kind of, I think there's a, it's like the DJ kind of mixed sound, and then they have a violin in there. It's really cool. It's really, really groovy stuff. So,
when is this event that they're having at the Far Out Lounge?
What was the dates on that? Just wanted to plug that, because that was a cool thing that we got invited to do, but it was that week. I think it's like the Friday of that week. It might be like the 14th or the 15th, I think. So, but just, you know, this time of year is always a lot of fun in Austin. You got all the events, you got South by the shrimp and crawfish boils are starting to happen, guys, in around this time of year. Isn't it right about now? Like Mardi Gras is coming up.
Right.
When is Fat Tuesday? Like, that's gotta be,
yeah, it's gotta be really soon.
You'll see the Lent. Yeah. You have
the ash cross
will be on people all this coming week. Things start getting you get March Madness starts happening. We got St. Patty's, just things start really getting fun, and the weather's so awesome. Yes, and
springtime, I love the spring and the blue bonnets. Let's not forget the blue bonnets.
There's a major show coming up for 90s fans of the Austin music scene. If any of you, you know, my generation spent a lot of time down at the Steamboat. But the guys from Vallejo and Bob Schneider with former Joe Rockhead, a lot of the old 90s bands that used to play at Steamboat are having a downtown free show on Saturday, I think, coming up at Town Lake Shores. And it's kind of a tribute to all of the early 90s bands. And so Bob Schneider is going to be playing a free show, Vallejo. There's a Patricia Pike going to be down there. So if you're of the Gen X generation as I am, then that's something I want to attend. And I don't remember the name of that event, but I know it's a big tribute to the culture of Austin and that great venue, the Steamboat down on 6th Street. I basically grew up learning to dance in Steamboat and the 311 Club down on 6th Street in Austin years ago.
Well, what about the punk rock lottery?
Punk rock lottery.
Yeah, it's the coolest thing I've like ever heard.
Maybe can we pull that? Is that it? I put that in the magazine flip one. I don't know if that's in there, but what basically happened, Rachel, is that my daughter, Emma, who's in a band, she got invited to play with the punk rock lottery, and it's basically it's what it sounds like. It's they have a hat, and everybody that wants to participate gets their name drawn. They've been doing this for years. It's the punk rock lottery's kind of been around. It's kind of a cultural thing. And so there's actually a movie there that's going to be about what they've been doing. But I wanted to get behind this because my daughter is one of the bands that is performing of eight bands. They pick a hat, and musicians that have never played with each other all randomly draw, and they have to put together a punk, like three or four punk rock songs with musicians they've never played with. So
it's like sight reading. Like, I was in band in high school, and whenever you go to contests, they make you sight read music you've never seen. Yeah. It's almost kind of like that, but with strangers.
So Emma Jewell, my daughter, is one of the, is participating in that event. And I thought I wanted to support that, the punk rock.
And it's at the Empire Control Room, mm-hmm. Which is a cool spot to go downtown if you've never been.
Punk rock lottery.
It's just the coolest thing ever. Like, I've never heard of it before. And
I had not heard of it either. I kind of, you know, I dabbled a little in punk rock and heavy metal in my younger years, but my daughter's going to be one of the bands. And I ended up doing part of the logo for that band for them on that. And
so do you have to make a band name and everything
with your
new bandmates that?
Yeah, there's the names of the bands are right here. Like there's one called Smash. It's taking a second to open these. Hasta la Muerte is my daughter's band. Bipolar Bears. Legends of the Apocalypse, the little frog, the Pizza Party. And the Abattoirs, and one's called Shit Show.
Okay.
And then Bambi's Revenge. there's a bunch of, there's eight bands, and then they all compete, and somebody's going to win the punk rock lottery.
It's just such a cool idea.
Well, it's very Austin in that, you know, in that aspect of the culture there. So, you know, that's kind of cool. We thought we would plug and mention that, but, anything else? I guess we're just going to put that magazine out next week, get those delivered, and get ready for a really cool South by Southwest event benefiting the Last Prisoner Project. That should be a lot of fun. But definitely the fun time of year definitely upon us here as we get ready for things here in Austin, Texas. So anything else, Rachel?
Like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And this week we actually streamed a little bit, and we were trying to get the stream out on Instagram, but we don't have a lot of experience with our Instagram streaming live. So we don't know if that got off or not, but we were out on LinkedIn, Twitter, a couple of Facebook pages, and our YouTube channel. So we don't experiment with the streaming stuff all the time, but you know, think we might do that a little more this year. But anyway, hats off. Thank you to Patrick and Liz and the work they're doing for the benefiting the Last Prisoner Project. That event should be a lot of fun. The fourth annual Outlaw Party on the 12th of March. Be sure to come down there and check it out. Get your tickets at growhousemediaevents.com. And check them out down there. Benefiting the Last Prisoner Project. Should be a lot of fun, guys. She's Rachel. Thank you, Carl, to my producer. And we'll see you guys next time on the show. Who do we have next week? Oh, the Chill team. All the guys from Chill at Texas A&M.
How cool is
There's
that?
Three of them going to chime in next week on the show. So Clay and some of those guys with the Cannabis Hemp Innovation League at Texas A&M will be on program next week. So be a lot of fun. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Like and follow Texas Hemp Show. Appreciate you. See you next time. Woo.
Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I'm made to move, honey. Natural lovers, man. Man, I'm a rolling stone. Man, child, I'm a hoochie coochie man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that little Johnny Cockeroo. All you little girls setting out that line, I can make love to you, woman, in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man? Yeah! I spell him. I'm grown. No be. Oh, child. Why? That mean manish boy. Man. I'm a full grown man. Man. I'm a natural lover's man. Stone. I'm a man child. I'm a hoochie coochie man.